We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've got the Satan man!
It's The Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, Bo.
So let me give it a quick shout-out real fast to Johnny Manziel. On top of the congratulatories for Reggie Bush having his Heisman reinstated, I'm not saying that his Heisman was reinstated because Johnny Manziel
Johnny's
said
the first
I'm not
one
representing.
That,
but yep. He's the one that got the chatter started, and I'm thinking they were thinking, okay, who's next? You know, so look, man, congratulations, Reggie Bush.
Because Johnny was going to boycott the ceremony,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he came out and said that he
was going to not go to the Heisman ceremony
anymore.
He didn't
make it to the next ceremony before we could actually see if he was going to do it. But
so Johnny did it. Good for him.
I think he had a hand in it.
Yeah. Johnny's like,
yeah.
So Randy did the money sign for those of you who are listening.
Speaking of USC football players. So Brendan Rice came out and said that he didn't want to live in his father's shadow for the rest of his life. So
that's Jerry Rice's son?
Is Jerry Rice's son, right? Yeah. Okay.
He's not going to wear the number 80 in the NFL, which he has. He is going into this draft. Don't know if he'll get drafted tomorrow. Probably not. But he will, I assume, wear number 2. That's what he wore at USC.
Mm-hmm.
So TMZ caught up with Brendan Rice trying to call his own shot out by asking the Bears to draft him and what him and Caleb could end up being.
I just know him. I built that chemistry with him my last year, so just to be able to link up with him again, I think it would just be like USC times two. Man, I'm telling you, we could take
this is
it.
Interesting, yeah.
We could be that next duo, just like the Gronk and the Tom Brady.
Wait, what?
Brendan
Rice is a wide receiver.
Yeah, but so USC times two would then be what?
2 SC.
16 wins? Or sorry, no, 12 wins because they won 6 games last year.
Sure.
Boy, would we like to run that one back in the NFL.
But Brendan Rice would have, like, you know, 8 touchdowns as opposed to 4.
Okay.
I'm just trying to – right now, I'm just trying to find his stats.
Yeah.
What it would look like.
Because I know Marvin Harrison Jr. is Marvin Harrison's son.
He is.
And I definitely watched him play when he was in college and noticed him. I watched a – no offense. Like, I'm hating on Jerry Rice's son now. But, yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll happen. I hope I'm rooting for him.
Here.
You rather have Jerry Rice's son or Frank Gore's son?
Frank Gorson.
Frank Gorson.
That guy's a monster.
I watched that man play in person last year.
Okay, Brandon
Rice.
He
was unstoppable.
Okay, 45 catches, 800 yards. Hit 12 touchdowns.
Nice.
12 touchdowns. Okay. He can play.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Caleb seemed to be kind of getting buddy-buddy to Adunze on the flight.
I saw that.
Adunze is pretty good. I'd probably draft him in front of Brendan Rice if I was picking a wide receiver.
But if my father was the – I guess he didn't want to mention his dad at all because – saying him and Caleb could be Brady and Gronk.
Oh, he could have said Montana.
Because that's how these players look at their fathers. That's how, you remember when everybody
could you
was,
at least pick like
you
a
remember
wide
when everybody was asking Carmelo's who is he? Everybody kept saying Paul George.
Yeah,
that's how you look. They looking like dad. They're looking like dad.
That's just dad.
That's his dad.
He was all right. No, he's great. He's going to the Hall of Fame. All right.
I'd rather have the son than Jerry. All right. I watched them knee sleeves and elbow sleeves commercials with Jerry. Jerry still think he play. I keep saying that. Y'all think Jerry is Jerry in his football helmet chain.
Yeah.
And
y'all saw him in the Doritos commercial.
No, Jerry Rice still thinks he could. He can still be your number 3 receiver in the NFL right now.
He does.
Just get him some copper fit.
Yes.
And like the right treatment, he could get out there.
Yes. They have a problem with number 3.
Yeah, that's true. He wants to be the 2 receiver.
Did y'all happen to catch the Fox special last night with Arnold and Sly on it?
I recorded it.
It was hosted by TMZ, and I'm not going to spoil anything. Just one little tiny piece of conversation, because I want to get all three of y'all's opinion, including Abe. So they asked.
It's question, just a regular answer, Abe. Okay.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
I didn't know who you were talking
together
about. Now I do.
By Harvey from TMZ, but they did it on Fox. And he asked the two of them who their Mount Rushmore of action stars were.
Oh, wow.
Put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. The fourth guy you have to come up with. I think I already came up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films.
So what they're saying, Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger are already there. So
they put themselves on there, obviously.
They put Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis. What do y'all say? Mount Rushmore of action movie stars.
You want to get...
I'm definitely not the right person to ask.
My Mount Rushmore. Abe? Okay, hold on. My Mount Rushmore of action movie guys are... because it depends on the movie. Like, I like Carl Weathers. I love Carl Weathers and Action Jackson. You know, love him as Dylan and Predator.
Definitely could
he
be
was
on
great. But action
your
hero, I love Bruce Willis. I thought Bruce Willis, all of Die Hards, was freaking outstanding.
Yeah, I gotta have Bruce Willis on. I love Bruce Willis.
And these youngins today, I don't know nothing about them. The Deadpools and all that Marvel stuff, I don't know nothing about them dudes.
Yeah,
but I go Bruce and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I like definitely that Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Greg Clarkson in the building right now says Wesley Snipes. That's another good
Wesley Snipes, definitely.
Yeah.
But like...
Is Jackie Chan an action movie star? Because I love Jackie Chan movies.
So I'm going to go them two and the two brothers. Because Wesley Snipes in Passenger 57. So nobody get cooler than that.
Wesley Snipes was also great in Blade.
He was Blade. Yeah, he's killing vampires.
There it is. So,
I think they're remaking that.
Yeah. Masahara Ali.
Mahershala Ali is... gonna be just murdering vampires.
Who?
Mahershala Ali. You've seen him.
I see him.
Yeah, you've seen him in stuff. I don't remember. He was in True Detective one of the seasons.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You know who he is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give my list this Sunday at 7 p.m. Bo Johnson.
You better dial in.
Okay.
Sunday at 7. Listen, that is one. What's 7 it?
To 10.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's a 4-day tease.
Yeah.
Abe.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Jackie Chan. I would have brought up maybe Bruce Lee as well.
Okay.
Mentioned Jean-Claude. You may not like him; he's a terrible actor. But in terms of action movie, Steven Seagal.
I was gonna say Steven Seagal. My only issue with Steven Seagal is the tight ass jeans and ponytail, and the fact that like only time he ever got hurt was in Hard to Kill when they caught him in the bed and he's protecting his wife. He got shot. Other than that, has Steven Seagal ever got hit in a movie?
No, he does. It's in his contract.
I'd be willing to bet.
It's in his contract.
There's some reports that he's not allowed to get beat in a fight.
I don't think I've ever seen a Steven Seagal movie. Like, not once.
You're not missing that. I love Steven Seagal movies. I love them growing up. But he don't never get hit.
Where do we stand with Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise definitely
has a lot of huge movies.
There's like 8 or 12 Mission Impossibles.
Like, just in terms of money made, he's probably number one on the action movie list for sure. But he's also a real weirdo, so.
But that doesn't
mean
he can be a great actor.
No, that's true.
Star.
I know, but
probably makes it better.
But if it's your own list, you know what I mean? Like, I like Jackie Chan.
I love being a weirdo.
Were you going to say what makes Tom Cruise a weirdo?
Yeah. What makes Tom Cruise weird?
I don't know. Nothing. He's normal. You're right.
Yeah. His refusal to accept aging.
He's a regular
guy. For me.
You're
that's
right
what does it for
he's
me.
He's just a regular.
I don't
person.
Know about Tom. I know. I know. I know what I heard.
Modern era. I'd throw Statham in there.
Sure.
Okay.
You can't ignore Dwayne also.
Dwayne.
Oh, yeah, The Rock.
Every movie.
But it's just so many. But those two dudes right there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one more for you. So Dwayne Wade had his annual high dining dinner on a Saturday. Lots of NBA superstars. He actually sits on the board of the hemp company Jeter. So Busta Rhymes was selected to perform at the high dining dinner on Saturday. And thank goodness for people like Busta Bus, who don't stand or won't hesitate to call people out for being on their stupid cell phones.
Straight Park Wildin' in the place to be. What's up? Put all your little corny phones in your pocket. Like, y'all see how them phones got y'all f***ed up. Y'all don't even want to put your hands up and
Yes,
you telling
amen.
You to put your hands where the eyes can see you motherfuckers ain't doing nothing with your hands?
Hey, yo, where Dwayne Wade at? Salute the general, Dwayne Wade. Who you gonna do shit over?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I want to see y'all act like y'all human beings that want to party with a family.
For real.
It's a great point.
It's such a great point.
How are you supposed to put your hands in the air with your phone there. In your
because
hand?
Because the thing about it is, what is it about the phone and dancing and recording?
I don't
what
know.
Is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. What I don't like, what is it with everyone at a sporting event watching one of the greatest moments of all time with their phone in front of their face?
Do you not know that
ESPN is recording the game?
Looking at yourself.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I know.
It is one of my most get off my lawn opinions. That's one of the many great things about the Masters. You're not even allowed to bring your phone in.
That's good.
And when you see people in the crowd, they look like people in the crowd, like historically, like normal people. And that's a great event with great crowd reactions.
Paying attention to stuff.
Great memories people have of
cheering
that
on time.
Cheering, clapping.
As opposed to cheering on.
How can you even clap with a phone in your hand? You just get a clapping app and click it when it's time to clap. Just click the app.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Put your phone down. Unless you're going to download the Odyssey app, in which case pick your phone up and listen to us anywhere you go. And also download Prize Picks on your phone, too. So we do need you to be on your phone sometimes, but not when Busta Rhymes is rapping, okay? All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.